Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about instill the habit of referring to the user manual. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to podcast. When you buy an item from a shop, you get a free guidebook along with it. The reason why they provide you with this guidebook is that it can help you understand the product in a broader way and also guide you how to use it. It has been witnessed that people learn things by trying and testing the item out. Any sort of reference given about the item can only prove to be very helpful and useful. Therefore, it makes ample sense to refer to the guidebook time and time again, and you will put yourself in a difficult situation and do not weigh out. You know, if you keep looking at the manual, it will help you get out of that hard situation. Off late, it has been seen that people are increasingly making use of videos to work things out. You know, the videos are helpful. You know, it helps you understand what to do, you know. This is, of course, a nicer and simple way to know that your product, but times can prove to be risky, and you may spoil the entire thing. So, the guidebook, which is also known as a user manual, in the world of heavy equipment, plays a crucial role into upgrading the knowledge of the beginners and using the machine for the first time. This is why heavy equipment makers try to level the best to make the user guide or user manual as simple as they can to readers to comprehend the complexities involved in the machine. As a matter of fact, the heavy equipment as a subject is quite complex and has required months and months of dedication and hard work to understand and ultimately work on one. Therefore, it is a bigger challenge for the heavy equipment maker to frame the diagrams and sketches in such a way that the end user does not find it complex to grasp. Also, the language that they use in the manual should be simple and easy to understand, which means that fewer jargons or slang words to be used. Number one, training videos not a substitute to user manual. A very dangerous trend has come to notice where people are using training videos as a substitute to the user manual. Well, a training video has its own importance, but it can't ever be used as a substitute for anything. It helps people to get a better understanding of the subject that they are dealing with and can teach them many important items. But just in case if the machine breaks down, and the person tries to fix it by checking the training videos, he or she may land up in a bigger mess. In a situation like this, the reference of the user manual is most advisable. Even many training videos suggest of using the user manual in case they get stuck on something or are not able to find any way out. And lastly, save money on calling a mechanic. You end up paying a lot of money to the mechanics every time you experience a problem with your machine. The most valuable solution to try and fix the things are by reading the user manual. In some cases, the issues pertaining to the machine can be fixed in one files of the user manual properly. You do not need to call the mechanic to help you and, in turn, pay him a hard-earned money, you know. Look at the user manual. They're always in the cab. of the machine. And again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.